Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Next on The Fan.
He gets shoved from behind by Duhame, but Jarvis kept the puck. Now Orloff around behind for Martinuk. That one goes back to the point to Slavin. And they score! Jacob Slavin through a screen! Carolina wins game one in overtime!
Yeah. And they did. The Hurricanes won in overtime. Exciting game. You heard the call courtesy of ESPN. That was Jacob Slavin. It was a really, really exciting game. I know Joe can't be happy, but it was a great game to watch. Washington had the lead, had a goal in the second period, and held that lead. And then, of course, Carolina came back in the third, tied it up, go to overtime, and then they win it. But a really good game. It's been a great Stanley Cup playoffs. And I don't know if you know it, but it's gotten so... I talked yesterday about how I think excessively physical it's been. And this isn't just one team. This has been everybody. Like, you expect it from the Panthers. But the Maple Leafs didn't take their crap. I mean, they were hitting because they weren't going to be bullied by the Panthers the other night. I mean, just some of the hits laid out. I don't know. Joe, did you watch the game last night?
I watched it.
Did you watch Wilson take out Sebastian Aho's mouth guard?
Yes, that was good.
What was that?
Hey, man, you got to get in their head somehow, right?
How much time was left in the third quarter when Carolina scored? Because I was watching in the third quarter.
It was about 10 minutes.
9:42.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because
I was watching in the third period, and Washington was still up. So,
yeah. They tied it midway through this, the third period, and then they win it overtime. But I just think if you have it, it's actually, they have the video up there, 16-second video. If you want to giggle just to watch, this is the equivalent of somebody taking, this is literally, not literally, that would be wrong. This is a metaphor for taking someone's lunch in school.
He didn't give it back to him.
He walked up to Sebastian Aho, and because he's chewing his mouth guard, Wilson just takes it out of his mouth.
Like, Jesus.
What are you going to do? What are you going to do? Nothing. That's what I'm going to do.
I was asking somebody on my trivia team. One of the ladies said she was a big hockey fan.
Uh-huh.
And I said, who's your favorite player? She said, Wilson.
Oh, absolutely.
And I was like, really? Would you hate him if he was on another team? She's like, oh, absolutely. But love the guy, man.
Let me tell you something. He's not on my team. He's my favorite hockey player. Such an ass. He is unbelievable. And he can back it up, too. I mean, obviously, he's a tough, tough man. And in the late game, which I tell you, this is really interfering with my health. I mean, I ended up watching both games last night. And the late game was in Las Vegas. Oilers win. They were losing for most of the game. Third period, they came back with three. And, you know, they pull ahead with two late goals in the third period, and that was that. And, of course, you know, just another good series. Both road teams won, by the way. So they both stole games on the road. Pretty cool way to start, if you're going to look at it that way. Because, I don't know how much home ice advantage there is.
Mm-hmm.
But it does help because, you know, it's nice to be in front of your own crowd. And again, the Stars, you know, perform. Like, Leon Draisaitl had a goal and assist last night. Connor McDavid had 2 assists. So they stepped up when, you know, when lights are the brightest. They end up pulling out a victory over the Golden Knights.
So, Ed, with the way the series are shaping up now and seeing what we saw last night, I mean, it has to be a crushing blow to the Caps to lose game one at home. And we're seeing in the NBA, too, where a lot of the home teams are losing.
The other night, both lost, yeah.
And it's something we've talked about in the past, where how important is home ice in hockey? Because, like, I feel like when you have the right goalie and your team's playing, it doesn't matter where you play almost.
It doesn't. I mean, goalie play is how you win these things, honestly. And they do crank up the physicality. That's been a big deal. So teams that do it all the time, like the Panthers, you know, they do it consistently. They're a pretty rough style of play. But the goaltending is what matters. If you have a goalie that's on, it's all the difference in the world.
So just looking at it, Dallas, Winnipeg, Florida, Toronto, and I'm even seeing Carolina still favored on the road on Thursday night at Washington. You said the other day that you kind of like, who was it that you liked how they were, Carolina, how they were playing, and what was the other team? Was it Winnipeg? Yeah.
Toronto.
Okay.
Toronto.
Yeah, he just liked Winnipeg because they get to say Jets win.
There was that.
Doesn't get to hear it that often.
Doesn't get to hear that in football.
Yes. By often you mean never. Yeah. But I mean, you look at some of these guys, and it's just, I'm talking about the goalies. You know, it's no surprise. If you look at the best goalies in hockey, statistically, goals against this year, Hellebuck, Winnipeg. Kemper.
That's who I want to talk about, too. Yeah. But go ahead. Finish your point.
Yeah. Solars, Toronto. I mean, you know, Bobrovsky from Florida. These were the best goalies. Logan Thompson from the Caps. I mean, these guys have some. These were the top. They're in the top 10 of goalies. And, oh, shocker, the teams are in the finals.
My favorite goalie retired.
Who?
Long time ago. Roberto Luongo.
How long was after? Yeah,
so Ed, when it comes to, and it's pronounced Hellebuck.
Yeah,
Hellebuck. Like I was reading some stuff just on some different gambling sites because obviously I'm not watching the NHL games in its entirety, but they were like, "What happened to him?" Says he was so good all year long, and then they feel like in the postseason he's been giving up more goals than you're accustomed to. Is that what's going on? Are you seeing any of that?
Because I don't know.
They were
why.
So good defensively, and they've given up a ton of goals in the postseason.
They were the best defense in hockey. But right now, Kelebuck, he's given up 3.85. He gave up like, I think was it 2 during the regular season? Yeah. But he's really had a tough postseason. And that's what I mean. I think I told Joe, I don't know what it is. I just don't like the Winnipeg Jets. I don't know why. It's just one of those teams. Like, I hope you don't win. They were the best team in hockey this year, statistically. He was fantastic. But, you know, that's what happens in postseason. It all hangs on your goaltender. So, we'll see, man.
Well, I'm looking at, do you think, and look, I know there's always a shot at the postseason. Dallas knocking off Winnipeg, is that likely?
I think Dallas wins.
Okay.
No, I think it wins. I think Dallas wins the series. Or at least I'm hoping they win the series. But I really do. And I think, you know, taking the first game was important. But I think Logan Thompson's been playing well. And this way it's so important, like the nonsense that was pulled the other night with the Stolars from Toronto. You knock out the starting goaltender. That's just wrong, man. It really is. It's just wrong. It's like, so who knows what his future holds, you know, if he's healthy or what. I don't know what's going to go on with this, but that was just a crappy, dirty shot to the head. It was an elbow to the head, man. Mm. Don't call for that. None, you know?
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.